Welcome to Decamus,
featuring Robert
and Ruff.
My name is Anna Robert. I am one of your hosts on this podcast today. I am a junior at NCA, and I've been attending this school since preschool.
I am May Ruff, your other host for this podcast, and I have been attending school with Anna since preschool, I'm also in 11th grade, but that's not where our friendship started.
We've probably known each other since I was 4, maybe like 3 and a half, maybe I think 4, and I turned 17, so that's been a long time, and I don't think I have any like true memories from before I actually met May.
Yeah, I'm still 16, but I think that if I did have a memory without knowing Anna in it, it was probably delusion, and
yeah,
it's not real, because I don't remember a time when I wasn't super close with Anna.
And fun fact, this, after next year, we will be the first 2 people to have all 14 years spent here at NCA.
Yeah, which is a great honor. Mm-hmm. 1, to have been here for 14 years, and 2, to be the first ones.
Yeah, so it was good to be the first.
So this podcast is not going to look like all of our other podcasts in the upcoming weeks. This one is just to introduce us and why we're doing this podcast. So first, we'd like to talk about why we named our podcast what we named it.
We named our podcast Decamus, which is the Jessive Subjunctive of Deco, which is Latin, for anyone who doesn't know, which is Latin for meaning to speak.
We used this form of the subjunctive, the jessive, because NCA has used this type of Latin in previous namings for things they've done. And we're doing this because we want to make a lasting impression on this school.
Yeah, we wanted to use our voices to kind of share our experience as well as the teachers and staff members' experience. Our voice to the community to share some of the values and ideas and some hopefully cool things that we might not learn about in class, but will showcase things that we hope that relate to the NCA community.
Yes, and this podcast is specifically for teachers and parents, mm-hmm. but we would love for any students to listen if they would like to, especially high school students.
Yes. Hopefully logic school students too. We're not saying that you guys can't understand these things. And even grammar school students, I hope you guys enjoy this.
Yes, but we are hoping that some high school students, maybe younger than us, mm-hmm. could in upcoming years once we graduate, take on this podcast once we graduate.
Mm-hmm. We want this to be something lasting for NCA, because as NCA grows, we want there to be something else that can also be passed down every year to showcase things that we learn in school and as a way to show others about our school and to know more about NCA and where parents are sending their kids and who we're becoming.
Yes, and as the school has been growing, there have been new parts that students have been incorporating. There's a new newspaper called Avalanche, please read. And there's also the Copia magazine, which is a compilation of poems and stories and artistic works that students have done, and other students create that into a wonderful book. So hopefully you pitch into those too.
Next week in particular, we are going to be interviewing Mrs. McIntyre, our grammar school principal and our school's founder. We will be talking about why she founded the school and like just get to know more about NCA and its values.
Yeah, and maybe and through that interview, you can get a view onto why NCA was founded and the virtues that we hope to emulate every day that we've learned from all of our schoolworks and that Mrs. Mack has put in place for us to focus on.
And in weeks after, we'll be interviewing basically a teacher from, we're trying to get every teacher, maybe next year we have a long list, but we're going to try to get teachers as well as alumni who have something that they kind of specialize in so we can know more about science and math, as well as literature and music. We have basically every subject you'll find here at NCA this year listed, and we hope that you guys will know more about what we're learning as well as what we gain from those things.
Yes. So we'll be trying to post a podcast every other week. It'll most likely be posted on a Monday. So we'll hopefully be making a podcast every other week for you guys to tune into, and we'll be doing this for the rest of the year. Hopefully near the end of the year, we will have the seniors to come onto the podcast. They will be talking about what college they were accepted to and what they will be choosing to do with their time after NCA.
And we hope that through that, as well as some of the alumni, you'll basically see what a graduate looks like here at NCA. If you go downstairs, you'll have the portrait of a graduate thing staked on on some wall in each classroom, and hopefully they will mirror that for us.
Yeah, and we hope that through this podcast and through the ones with the seniors, you can see how NCA will prepare us and have been preparing us our whole lives for life after this school.
Yes.
So on the topic of colleges, we'd like to share a little bit more about ourselves. So Anna, what are you planning to do after NCA?
Okay, the plan. This is written in pencil, you know, very lightly written in pencil. I'm thinking engineering, you know, don't know what type yet. I know it's not going to be software. If I have to program, I will quit my job, probably. I mean, I probably actually won't, but that's what I'm saying. If I have to program, I don't think I'll survive. But I am thinking engineering, do not know what type, and I don't exactly have a dream college. I've been looking around so far. I've been on 2 college visits. There's a lot more to come.
Yes, so I am leaning towards speech pathology. I have always loved working with kids. I love babysitting. I love tutoring, anything that involves kids, and I have also found a love for speech pathology, and I think that it would be something I'm good at and that I would enjoy for the rest of my life. I'm leaning towards Baylor or UNC because they both have great programs for speech pathology that I've heard of, but my heart isn't set on those because I don't know what God has in store for me, but whatever God has, I'm welcome with open arms.
Yes. That is what I will continue to say to every single person who asks me, what are you going to do when you go to college? I'll just have to tell them, in God's hands at some point. I don't know.
At some point, I got to take the reins off and let God take control. So, we've been in NCA for a long time.
And the next question that we're going to try to answer is, what is your best experience that you've had here at NCA?
It's a really hard question because there are so many great experiences that we've had, and that's not exaggerating, that's not trying to, like, sell the school to you, but we have had a lot of wonderful times here. But I think one of my favorites would probably be Capture the Flag with the whole upper school. Ever since 6th grade, we've been doing a tradition for fall parties where we go to a field and we play Capture the Flag, and it brings such a great sense of unity and teamwork and exercise, which is greatly needed on my part. And I have always just loved that we can be competitive while also just enjoying time together.
Yeah, that's a good one. I do love Capture the Flag. Once you get to upper school, it's really one of the highlights. But I think my favorite experience I've had through NCA would definitely be our Romania trip that we took last year. Or not last year, I guess it was this calendar year, last school year. It was so fun getting to go to a different country and experience a different culture, as well as help out as part of the church, help out another Christian school and share Bible stories, sing songs. I loved going to the preschool and singing songs with them. It was my, like, highlight of the year, probably. It was amazing.
Yeah, I love that trip, too. When we went to church that Sunday, like, the first full day that we were there, we went to church at... We went to church with our friends Manu and his sister, and we were singing worship songs that we had no idea what they were saying. Some of them were completely new to us, while others we knew. I think they sang 10,000 Reasons.
Yeah, or there was like Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me, I think. I think it was that. It was like that melody, but they were singing in a different language, and it was so cool to see how we were all worshiping together, but even though we were separated by language, that we were still worshiping together, and it was really cool to see.
Yeah. So our next question that we would love to answer is, what was your favorite class, either now or in the past?
Okay, I think I'm stealing yours here, but my favorite class, at least of high school, was probably honors chemistry last year. It's so fun. I know some people hate it, but I think that all the experiments and labs were really cool, and the equations just fit so perfectly, and it's, there's just an ordered way to do everything. It's, I really loved it.
I did love it too. It was hard at first. I look forward to that class every single day, but it was hard at first, but once you got it, it was just such a joy to do. I think my other favorite high school class was 9th grade literature. Our Latin teacher actually stepped in and taught us literature, and it was so wonderful. We had wonderful discussions that were surface level for the book, but also applied to our lives. And there was even one day we wrote something that we were struggling with and that we wanted God to help us on, and then we went outside and burned it.
Yeah. That is just one thing that a lot of the teachers here try to do. They do some, all these cool things with us to mimic what we're learning. Yeah, that was a, that was a cool day.
Yeah, like last year we did a monk day for Mrs. Reynolds' class, and it was so much fun. It was hard because we had to take a vow of silence, but it was definitely an experience. But I would say my favorite from grammar school was Mrs. DeYoung's class.
Yeah. I know that my favorite teacher was my grandma, and I love preschool, but for an actual class, second grade was pretty amazing.
Yeah, Mrs. DeYoung still works at the school, though she doesn't teach, but she was definitely probably my favorite teacher in grammar school, that her and Mrs. Wiersma.
Yeah, it was really nice, especially because it's really nice to have teachers who you actually feel like, oh, they were, like, really nice to me. And I actually learned things, because sometimes you don't find those balances. But I think every single teacher, but most teachers here, I've felt that way about them.
Yeah. One of the great things about the school is that the teachers care about you specifically, and they work with you when you need help. Like, Mrs. DeYoung, before second grade, she actually helped me with reading during the summer because I struggled a lot with that, and it meant so much to me, and I remember so much of it to this day just because of how much I appreciated the thought and the care that they provide for us.
Yeah, even this podcast, it was kind of, I mean, we're very happy to do this, but Mr. Herman and Dr. Hayden were kind of like, you know, we should have a podcast, and they've set us up with, or not set up, they're helping us make this podcast happen. And it's really cool how the teachers have such a great relationship with us.
Yeah. So we hope that this podcast was just a little taste and it maybe gave you some incentive to keep listening. But we hope to continue this podcast to share more about our school and the experiences we have and the teachers we love so much.
Thank you for listening. This is DeComas featuring Robert
and Ruff.
Goodbye.